Louise Kentland on Today FM.
Today FM, playing the music you love now. What a joy to be joined in studio by not one but all of Picture This. You are so welcome, Ryan, Jimmy, Owen, Cliff. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
Ryan, you're always a stylish man, but today in particular now, the old tweed blazer is out. It's very Donegal, very McGee of you.
Yes, it is very McGee of me. Yeah. It's that time, it's a McGee time of the year, I think.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you still flat out with fashion?
I do love personal style and fashion, yeah. It's probably my biggest passion outside of music, I suppose.
I loved that stage you went through on Insta doing the outfits of the day and the tune of the day with them.
Yeah, yeah. That was a great time, actually, yeah. I used to walk across a crosswalk across from where Jimmy used to live.
Yeah.
He used that as my catwalk and he'd video me at the window every day while I was going to the studio.
Jimmy, I'd say you loved that, did you?
Oh, it was great. Yeah, I used to look forward to it, yeah.
Highlight of the career for you.
Yeah.
But no, lads, in all fairness, like, it's been an unbelievable ride for Picture This. I can't believe it's been 10 years. Like, was 2015 the official kind of the first year of you, wasn't it?
Yeah, 2015, October 2015 really was the birth of the band. That was when we released Take My Hand officially, which does not feel like 10 years ago at all. It feels like 2 years ago. It's crazy. And then it feels like 20 years ago at the same time.
Yeah.
But that was, yeah, it was a Facebook viral moment that started it all, which is crazy.
Crazy. And I remember it so well. I think that, you know, you just took the country by storm and there was this Picture This fever.
Yeah.
What do you think, Cliff, when you're thinking back now, what would the band now say to the band then?
I think, yeah, it's been wild. It's absolute crazy, crazy journey. And I think a lot has changed outside our world. But I suppose importantly, among the four of us, we're still the same people. I mean, we've grown together in this crazy, unrealistic kind of reality. Sometimes you're playing these shows and, like, I mean, we fly to Zurich tomorrow. We leave at 4 a.m. I think in the morning for a flight, and it's just unreal. If you told us that 10 years ago, that's the level of where we would be at and the schedule we would be touring. And I suppose back then it was just keep the faith. It was something at the early stage of the band we just kind of kept, you know, so kind of so much perseverance. We just said, here, without, you know, just so much confidence to say, hey, we'll just go in 100%, see what happens. And I suppose looking back now, it was definitely, it paid off, because 10 years in, I think Today FM, one of the first to play Take My Hand.
First, yeah.
You.
First.
Which was, yeah, a great help.
Fair play to us.
Fair play to you. still playing that original version, actually.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing. Let me tell you, that's crazy, actually, right? I remember I got contacted by someone at Today FM to send them a version, and I sent them the version I did, the original version.
No, like, way.
I mixed it myself, and to this day, you still play that version.
That's really cool, isn't it? I love that. And I was going to say, you know, obviously it's all... It's so cool now you're living the rock and roll lifestyle, but we must acknowledge that we're sat here in Matt Cooper's studio, and Owen, you are sitting on Matt Cooper's bouncy ball. Yep. Do you know that?
All this money you're giving away, you can't afford four chairs. I'm sitting on a bouncy ball
it's
here.
Smoke and mirrors, yeah. Matt Cooper says that's great for the lower back though, so.
Yeah, do you know what?
Yeah.
I can see why he does it. It's nice.
Can you? Are you enjoying that?
Yeah.
You're bouncing away there anyway. Come here, Ryan, before we move into the kill, I wanted to ask you, we're running a thing on the show at the moment where I'm on the hunt for Ireland's most Christmassy pub. I want to do my show live from a pub on the 17th of December. Great fun. And you spoke to Cassie Stokes about your favourite pubs in Ireland.
Yeah.
What an atrocious selection you came up with.
Why?
You didn't support any of your locals at home. I couldn't get over it.
We did.
You didn't really though.
Well
isn't it like Kyo's or something?
Oh, well, that, I think there was two videos. There was one that was more local and there was one that was Ireland.
Well,
because
I'm blaming the edit.
It is, because the place I said was Frank O'Brien's in Italia, which is my favourite pub ever.
Wow.
And That's a very Christmassy pub, actually. It's a sweet shop at the front and then it's a pub at the back. You can get corned beef and all that crack. It's the
love
best pub.
It.
That's where we look forward to going, or I look forward to going at Christmas time, is
good.
Frank O'Brien's. Yeah.
We were talking about this idea of Christmassy pubs, but it's like, they're the hub of communities, aren't they? Where you come together with your mates you've known for years, and everyone from the parish priest to the local postman is hanging about.
Exactly. And it's amazing for us because we travel so much, obviously. So to get home at that time of the year, it feels extra special to be home and be around your friends that you don't get to see as much as you used to, and your family. And
do you ever do little sessions?
Like trad, you mean? Like, or like singing sessions?
A little tune.
Not really, to be honest, in a tie. Like, it's for us, it's like, I think we like to just get home and just be with our friends and be the lads, as opposed to being Picture This. And I think actually Atai is a great community for that as well. They still treat us like the lads from Atai, rather than they don't want us really to get up and perform. They're just like, they want to catch up with you and hear stories.
Ah, Jesus, Ryan,
kind of
give us a break.
Yeah, honestly,
they're like
telling us to shut up. Yeah, it's brilliant. It's really nice for us because you can just go home and relax. There's nobody trying to, because listen, we sing and perform every day.
Yeah,
they just want to see us as like the boys that they know.
Yeah, I love that. That's really nice. Jimmy, you might tell us a little bit about the Home for Summer tour. tour, you kind of, mm-hmm. you were on the road loads and played some big venues, but also some nice intimate venues as well.
Yeah, it was an idea we had because when we first started, we did the likes of Clonakilty, Limerick, Galway, you know, these places that we haven't played since. Mm-hmm. So we said we really pushed for it to be like, let's try and play regional Ireland, I guess, and come to people, because it's funny, like we've put a gig on in Athy in January as well. I know there's people coming to that gig who are from Athy who've never seen us, just because I think in rural Ireland it is difficult sometimes for people to leave where they are for whatever reasons. They've got
it's
lives
expensive.
You know, yeah. Yeah, and to get to Dublin, yeah. or to get to Cork, get to mm-hmm. Belfast. So for us, we were thinking, let's go into the regions over the summer and bring the show to the people. And I could tell lots of people came who hadn't seen us before. And it was great. Yeah, it was
very plaichy. Yeah, was there a highlight?
Oh, there was a few highlights, but I have to say we played in Galway, and yeah. on the second night we went to the Keys. After that was carnage. It
really?
Was, yeah, it was overstimulating actually. But it was amazing.
In a good way.
It was amazing. It was just good crack. We hadn't played in a pub in years.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Up the pubs, lads. It's a resounding theme. And come here, the Home for Christmas tour then, Owen and Cliff, you've got some more nice intimate venues, and the West of Ireland seems to be awake by the sound of picture this.
Yeah, we've never done like Castlebar. Sorry.
Yeah.
The ball is squeaking.
Steady
on
yourself.
Yeah, we've never done Castlebar, so when we got the opportunity to do it, we jumped at it. Like,
yeah.
It's such an amazing venue over there. It's kind of like the INEC. That should be a great crack.
I think just, well, Christmas time as well, gigs are always great crack. Every year we've done kind of the same venues, I suppose. We would usually do, you know, down Clarny. And this year, I think we kind of made an extra effort to try to do some new venues and to do something special, which we are doing at some of these shows with a karaoke
yes.
slot as our support slot.
I love the fact even more that you're donating the money made to Ackley Palestine. I think that's class. It's a deadly Belfast charity.
Yep.
And giving audience members a chance, fans a chance to get up on stage and perform. So tell us more about it, Ryan.
Yeah, so I'm actually blown away by the amount of people that have, like, because you sign up basically, the link is in our bio on Instagram, Pictures. And you can basically sign up and like choose a song and select what name you want to put in. And then basically you have the opportunity to get up and sing alone or with your friends as our support act, like a bunch of people doing karaoke on stage before we go on.
Unreal.
But I'm just so surprised that so many people actually want to do it, because that's, for me, it's daunting to walk on stage at the Tree Arena. And there's these people that are just like, yeah, I don't care, I'll get up.
Are you joking? They're wetting their knickers at the opportunity of performing for you. Like. They can't wait.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be some crack. And it's funny because everybody keeps saying to us, like, I can't believe this has never been done before. And we're kind of the same. It's like, it's such a simple idea, but it's Christmas time and it gives people an opportunity just to have fun before we go on. I think it'll be brilliant.
Totally, it will be. Jimmy, very quickly, the Christmas EP, it is due for release. I tell you, you're working very, you're flat out.
I forgot about it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's brilliant. We have a couple of new Christmas songs. One is already out. It's called It's Christmas Time. And then there's another song coming out on Friday with the EP.
I wrote one of them actually in like the heat of August, which is, it's always a weird feel. And it kind of came out of nowhere. I didn't really intend on doing it. And I remember being in my kitchen absolutely sweating with my top off, sitting on the counter and writing a Christmas song, which is a weird, it's a weird time to write a Christmas song, but it decided to come that day and that's just how it happens.
So for everybody listening to this next track, Ryan Hennessy wrote it with his top off.
Yeah.
What a wonderful winter it's been. We never turned our backs on the wind.
This game we came up with is called Picture This. Picture This. Okay.
Wow.
So, that's why they pay us the big bucks. So I give you a scenario, right? And then you could tell me how you'd react in it. Okay. So picture this. You're on the road with Mumford and Sons, and Marcus Mumford asks you to come on stage with him and do a surprise duet. But you don't know the song that he asks you to sing, do you? Fake it or freestyle? Or are you one of the weirdos, Ryan, who know all the words of all the songs that ever existed?
No, I'm actually the opposite. I don't know the words to any other songs that are in Picture This songs. And it's terrible because people are always like, oh, will you get up and sing this? And I'm like, no, I don't know it. I'd love to, but I don't know it.
So you turn him down.
I think I would have to just so I didn't embarrass myself and embarrass him. I do love Mumford and Sons, but I couldn't sing a song off the top of my head,
Marcus.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Sorry. Well, now you've been told. Jimmy, we'll go for you for this one, right? Picture this. C-Mat asks you to swap dressing rooms with her at a festival because hers is absolutely minging. Do you bow down to the Queen of Dunboyne or do you tell her to suck it up?
That's a tough one, I must say. I would actually probably say, yeah, no problem. You can do that. I don't particularly care too much. So yeah, I'm happy to give up the dressing room, sure.
Ah, Jimmy, a gent. Very good, very good. Owen, picture this. Paul McCartney is side stage watching your performance, but someone only tells you 2 minutes before you go on stage. Does it make things better or worse?
Probably worse, because I'll probably keep looking at them all the time. Like that.
Yeah.
Probably make it more interesting, though.
Yeah.
No, won't be nervous, no.
Let's no nerves.
What we're have.
No, we don't do nerves. I like it, I like it. Okay, Cliff, picture this. Dua Lipa, Charlie XCX and Chappell Roan all want to collab, but you can only choose one of the gals.
Oh. Do you know what? I'd probably go solo with my vocal talent and tell them, do you know what? After my karaoke sessions and all, I think...
I don't need you, gals.
Yeah.
But Cliff, that is confidence I can aspire to have. One more so ride for the road. Picture this. You two say that they want to record a charity single with you, but we need it written tonight. Do you pull an all-nighter or ask for more time? This is probably a stupid question to ask.
You pull an all-nighter, yeah, absolutely. We do that, no problem.
Picture this. Yeah, absolute legends. Gurmila Mago, thank you,
Louise.
So much.
Thank you. Louise Kentelan on Today FM.